You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. The robots are coming, hundreds of them, in fact. The world's biggest robotics competition is happening in Detroit this Wednesday through Saturday. It'll bring some 40,000 students, mentors, coaches, and their families to Ford Field and Cobo Center, and of course, the robots. It's the first year that the World Robotics Championship is being held in Michigan. And that's fitting. Michigan has 508 high school robotics teams this year, more than any other state, and way ahead of second place California with 314 teams. Now, one of the teams coming to compete at the World Robotics Championship is the Cesar Chavez Academy, the Aztec Eagles. Milton Martinez is the chief engineer for this team and a global diagnostic strategist for General Motors. Milton, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And we welcome Kaylin Hicks. She's a senior at Detroit's Cesar Chavez Academy, and she's been with the Aztec Eagles since she was a freshman, and she is the team captain. Kaylin, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
We have to start out right away by congratulating the Aztecs going through district competitions and the state championship and becoming the only Detroit team to get to the world competition. So you are representing Detroit. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What happens at the championship? People that have never seen a robotics competition, what's going to be happening this week?
So there's four actual competitions going on simultaneously. There's the elementary students, their middle school students, and high school students. Each have their own league for robotics competition. And all of the competitions are scattered throughout the year, but they converge at the World Championships. So we're going to have competitions of all the levels. In the high school competition, which our team is, we're going to have three-on-three robot competitions, and it's a battle for the scale. This year, the competition is delivering milk crates to a teeter-totter scale, and that scale is whoever controls or has possession of the scale for the longest amount of time gets the most points and wins. And so you're seeing battles battle each other, not physically, not attacking each other, but going towards their goal and see who could score more at the shortest amount of time.
So you are given, the team is given, everybody's given a task, make whatever it is, fill in the blank, make this. So it's up to your team to tackle that engineering challenge?
Yes, actually, we often break into groups at the beginning of the season, and then we kind of decide as a team what we're going to follow or how we're going to design the robot, and then we take it from there with the rest of the 6 weeks we have.
So Milton, as the world competitions go on, do teams form alliances and work together?
Yes, the alliances are three versus three robots, and we all have four different tasks that we're trying to accomplish, and the alliances that do that the most efficiently are the winning alliances.
So my robot may have an edge on yours in one area and yours on mine, so let's work together. And
absolutely, yes.
Well, certainly, as you know from your work at General Motors, it's great to have smart ideas, but you also need teamwork.
Yes, teamwork is essential to this.
Kaylin, tell us about your entry in this year's competition. What's its name?
Our robot is Edwino. And we actually have that, if you know, the Arduino. And one of our MVP last year and driver of our team was named Edwin. So we just kind of combined the names together, and it sounded pretty cool, and everyone liked
sounded
it.
Milton, what do you think it is about this team? About, here we've got the team captain here with Kaylin, but what is it about the Aztecs that helped it to become the team to represent Detroit at this competition, the world competition?
So this team gets along really well. It's a long nights. It's very tiring, but they're always laughing. They're always having such a good time with each other. And it was that cohesion of the team that all those hard challenges, you know, just become easy and enjoyable. And so we are enjoying some level of success that we've never had before.
And I know you work with the Aztec Eagles as chief engineer, which means doing what?
So I'm just the main mentor. I'm the engineer. We pick chief engineers because at the Robotics Engineering Center, where we work with other teams, it's mostly GM mentors. And we decided to give ourselves these titles because that's the title of the job that we want at GM eventually. So we said, let's call ourselves chiefs engineers, and one day maybe that will happen.
And you are the chief of chiefs at that Robotics Engineering Center as well. And you went through this program. You're an alum, right?
Yes, actually 20 years ago. It's been exactly 20 years that I was a sophomore in high school. We started the robotics team. I was in El Paso, Texas. It was Team 170. And we, that year, we also made it to nationals. Back then, it was nationals. And it's 20 years. I was so excited when they were coming here. It was the anniversary of me being at Nationals, and we really strived to make it to Worlds, and we did.
And you did. The championships are sponsored by FIRST, for inspiration and recognition of science and technology. Kaylin, what do those words science and technology mean to you?
I'd say science and technology mean everything to me. Like, it's basically been most of my whole life for high school, like, from, like, what I've learned in robotics, stuff I haven't even learned in the classroom, like, just things that we've done and processes that we've ran through in robotics or stuff that didn't make sense to me in class, especially with the physics. I was like, oh, now that makes sense in here. And the technology and everything, it's just been a really big part of my high school career overall.
Now, were you interested? Did you feel drawn to science and technology before you came to Cesar Chavez and you became a ninth grader and you said, I'm going to join the robotics team?
I'd say yes and no. Like, I had a vague knowledge of what any of that stuff was. But then I was actually just walking past a room one day, and I just heard, okay, this is where robotics is going to be. And then right after I checked it out and saw everything, I actually started working with the electrical components on the robot. And that's when I just got hooked. And I was like, this is pretty cool.
What hooked you?
Actually, like, manipulating the wires and just seeing how everything worked and actually getting to be hands-on with it. It just seemed cool because I thought electricity and stuff like that was, you know, pretty cool. So I was like, I actually really like this. And before high school, I had a small interest. Robotics confirmed that I was interested in engineering.
And so what's going to happen this fall?
This fall, I'll be a freshman double majoring in robotics and electrical engineering at Worcester Polytechnic Institute.
So you're heading off to Massachusetts.
Yes.
I see you beaming with pride, Milton.
I am. I am so proud of Kaylin. When she joined her freshman year and wanted to be in the electrical team, she took over it. It wasn't a matter of, like, she's interested. I need to push her to do something. She was like, no, this is my area. I'm owning it. And I've been so proud of her ever since.
You know, a Michigan team has been part of the winning alliance in 9 of the past 15 world competitions, if I got my statistics right. Why do you think Michigan has such a strong presence in robotics championships?
It started close to here. Some of the original Hall of Fame teams are from here in Michigan. There's so much automotive industry and engineering presence in Michigan that they want to help all the high school students get a leg up and bring that talent into our companies as well. So we're building a local pipeline of talent for our companies. It's so helpful for us. There's so many alumni at General Motors, at all the companies around here. You recognize them. Like, I don't know who they are. I don't know their names, but I see them at competition week in, week out.
Well, you think about it. It's these robotics competitions, very much like sports, where a lot more kids have a chance to go pro.
Yeah, that's actually one of the models, is the sport where everybody can go pro.
Well, so it's going to be an exciting week. I know Ford Field, Cobo Center, and then what does the winner get?
I believe it's the banners. And then your medals, of course. And then I think there are other separate awards. Like, I know they have the Engineering Inspiration, Chairman's, Woody Flowers. Like, they have other awards aside from winning. And, of course, they have the finalists. And then specific things to your field, like your robot's creativity, your team spirit, I believe, stuff like that.
Tell us your robot's name again.
Edwino.
Well, we wish Edwino and the Aztecs of Cesar Chavez Academy all the best as you head into the World Robotics Championships in Detroit. We've been talking with Chief Engineer Milton Martinez and Kaylin Hicks, who is the team captain of the Aztec Eagles. Thank you so very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.